Are you ready?
Yep.
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、マミは日本語でニュースにコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能でスピードを調整できますので試してみてください。というわけで、この間爆笑問題カーボーイにゲスト出演してきました。イエーイ。
Yes。
めっちゃ楽しかったね。
Yeah, it was more fun than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be fun.
めっちゃ楽しかった。マミ全然緊張しなかったよ。
緊張してた。
You were.
Yeah, I was nervous.
ね、マイケル緊張してたね。楽しかった。なんかさ、めっちゃ優しかったね、二人とも。
Yeah.
びっくりした。
Really, just cool.
Yeah.
Laid back.
Yeah.あんな有名なのに、
Relaxed.
こんな優しいんだと思った。しかもスタッフの人とかもみんな優しかったね。
Yeah, we had like an 阿佐ヶ谷祭り in there too.
Yeah, 阿佐ヶ谷祭りだったね。しかも聞いてくれたみんなのツイッターとかも実況とかも見てたんだけど、みんなそれもみんな優しかった。
Yeah, people liked it. People liked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm so glad people liked it.
Yeah, I was worried. Maybe they won't like us.
ねえ、よかったね。本当に楽しかった。ありがとうございました。あと聞いてくれた人もありがとうございます。これで、だってもうツイッターのフォロワーもめっちゃ増えたよね、いきなり。さらに。
Yeah.
すごいね。Yeah, but we didn't know that they can't drink at all.
Yeah, is that true?
Yeah.
They don't drink alcohol?
No.
ああ、そっか。
多分申し訳なかったね。あの、
Maybe they'll drink a little bit.
I don't
just
know.
Take one
or they
shot.
Can just share it with the
little
staff.
By little.
Yeah.
Get you guys started on some Jose
okay.
Cuervo.
So, 今回のこれの収録の後に来週に向けたちょっとお知らせがあるので最後にそれ発表するでしょ。
Yeah.
Yeah. それ聞いてください。あと。
Mm.
All right. Should we go?
Yeah. We can start.
Okay. 1個目のニュース。きます。兄弟が多い人ほど離婚しにくいということが、米社会学会で発表されました。これは、シカゴ大学のデータを使ったものなんだけど、発表自体は、オハイオ大学で、5万7000人の、サーベイのデータを分析して、兄弟が1人増えるごとに将来離婚する可能性が 2% ずつ下がっていくということが分かりました。でこのサーベイは1972年から2012年にわたって取られたもので、離婚の要因というのはもちろんいろいろあるんだけど、その一つとしてこれが証明されたということです。
So they did some studies and figured out that growing up with more siblings will actually reduce your divorce risk. Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And they're saying thateach additional sibling that you have reduces your probability of divorce by about 2%、but that's not that big of a difference.
でも 2% だよ。1人で
2%。 Yeah,
so if you have like two siblings, then 4% だよ。
So I have two siblings.
じゃあ 4% 下がった。 Lucky.
I'm 4% lower. But I thinkAren't there other factors that are more significant? Like,
絶対そうだよ。この発表してる人もそうやって言ってんの。なんかこれはそんな、なんていうの、メジャーな別にファクターじゃないけど、そのいろんなある要素の、一つです。
How common is divorce in Japan?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I actually don't know.
Because in the US it's about 50%.
50?
Yeah.
Not 40?
No, I think it's about
50%. 嘘、2組に1組が離婚。
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot, right?
もうさ、結婚っていうシステムやめない？そしたら。
Yeah, I think marriage is silly. What are we doing? What, you're gonna wear this magic ring on your fingers and then everything's gonna be okay?
いや、だってさ、いちいちさ、離婚弁護士雇ってお金払ってとか、どうせやるんだったらさ、もうそれ自体 やめればいいのにね。
50% is so low as a success rate.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's 50, I think it's 50. It's about 1 or 2.
高すぎるよ、確率が。さすがに。
And then people get really weird and defensive about, oh, the sanctity of marriage. We don't want gay people to get married.
確かに。
But the truth is,
確かに。
We've got, what do you mean the sanctity of marriage? If you want to address the sanctity of marriage and not committing adultery and not, you know, doing all these other things and, you know, staying together, you know, through the power of Christ or whatever, you know, mystical forces you have at your back, the issue is that, like, normal marriages between a man and a woman, half of those are failures.
Yeah.
So why are you going after gay people wanting to get married?
やっぱりさ、人間は結婚に向いてないっていうか、結婚は人間のためにあるものじゃないよね。と思わない。だってペンギンとかさ、他の動物で確かに一組、何？一人一人ずつ。もうメイトしてそのまま一緒一緒にいますよ。動物いるじゃん。They're not trying not to cheat. You know, it's just programmed in them. でもそれに比べて人間はさ、なんかそういう風に作られてないよね、もともと。
Well, the power gap in humans is always increasing. So the difference, the ability that you have.To control your environment and control your partner and,、
mm-hmm.
and control the people around you is always increasing.、Mm-hmm. And now you have your own house now and you have、that otoroku, like safety lock on the apartment, and then you have a lock on your door, and then, you know, only certain people can ever contact you, and we're all becoming more separate in that way, right?、
Mm-hmm.
And so...What that means is that you can make rules and say that, oh, you're with me now, like you can't sleep with anyone else.、
Mm.
You know what I mean? Whereas in the past,、like in the
like
prehistoric
in the cave
days,
and stuff, right?
Yeah, like caveman、yeah. days. I mean, they weren't really in caves, but in caveman days, or even today, in modern today, in like Africa, like there's far more、promiscuity、with partners.
前読んだんだけど、その男性のまあまあ、男性の性器の形っていうのがもうすでにそれを Sorry people, Michael is eating ice box ごめんねみんな
It's so hot right now
あの男性の性器の形を見るとそれの背景にもう人間のそのインフィデリティっていうものがもう見えるだからもともと人間は一夫一妻になるように作られてないその男性器の形を見るとその中にも入っている他の人の精子をなるべく出して自分のを何入れるようにできてるんだってだからそういう、
oh, you're talking about the mushroom shape theory
そうそうそうそう
Yeah, that is a theory put forth by a man named Chris Ryan
Okay
who wrote a book called Sex Before Dawn
Right
And in the book Sex Before Dawn, he talks about how there's a relationship between promiscuity in sexual partners and the length and shape of the human penis.
Mm.
And that it's actually shaped like a mushroom or like a plunger to extract your competitor's...Sperm.
そうそうそう。
Yeah.
だそれ見ても分かる通りね、まあ。まあ、ただ、まあでもね、結婚式はやりたいけどね。
Sure.
When I say 結婚, なんか、not the concept itself, it's just the legal stuff, you know, legal system、that makes everything super complicated.
Well, we've naturally evolved to have this sort of a cultural practice.You know, it makes sense for some reason.
フランスみたいにパックスとかそういうの作ってほしい、日本も。
What's that?
あの、結婚の手前みたいな。だから、どうせ一緒に住んでれば、その、タックスの恩恵とか、保険の、はい、税金をさ、デダクトできるの。だけど、結婚ほど強いものじゃないから、その後でめんどくさいことにならない。
I think marriage is gonna go away eventually.I know marriage is, I mean, it's becoming more common now since that same-sex couples can marry, but I think it's eventually going to go away because we're seeing a lot more of these prenuptial agreements.
Yeah,
where in the case that there would be a divorce, the you're entitled to retaining the assets that you have.
でもさ,
they're not split 50-50. They're not split
in
favor of the woman as they often are now.
離婚率今日本の方が低いじゃん。 それってやっぱり離婚した時の財産分与の仕方が女性にすごい不利じゃん、日本って。だから我慢して離婚しない人が多いのかな、アメリカに比べて。アメリカだともう半分半分じゃん。
It's like the lifetime employment system in Japan, almost. Right?
Yeah. For right. women, yeah.
You're doing that with work, and you're doing it in your relationship.
そうね。どっちも lifetime insurance.
Yeah.
Lifetime security. I don't know. 結婚式だけやりたい。 Okay, 次のニュースいきます。 ニュースっていうかね、なんかこうまとめたやつみたいなのなんだけど、 今まで過去に言われた IT 関連についての予測でめちゃくちゃ間違ってたもののリスト。 2007年にマイクロソフトの CEO が iPhone は絶対成功しないってみんなの前で言っちゃったけど、まあ今スマホ、アメリカのスマートフォン市場で iPhone は 42% のマーケットシェアで、世界で 13% だから。まあ
Do you want to go back and forth on these one by one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so these are, I guess, some of the worst tech predictions of all time. And so Steve Ballmer, who is the, he's the CEO of Microsoft, he stated that there's no chance that the iPhone is going to get any significant market share.
Back in 2007.
Yeah, and obviously he was wrong.
Yeah. 1977年にデジタルエクイプメントコープの社長が家にコンピューターが必要になるわけないと言いました。
So the Digital Equipment Corp president said that he didn't know why anyone would want a computer at home.
In 1977.
But that's pretty early. I wouldn't really expect someone to... Like, if you... could have predicted that everyone would want a computer in their home in 1977, then you would be a genius. Because the thing is, like, the first computers that they were building, like, they only had, like, these supercomputers. They didn't really have personal computing. And they operated on, like, punch cards. So you'd have to take these paper cards.
Right.
And these punch sequences were basically code. And the computer would run the punch sequences or whatever.
When did it become common for everybody to have a computer at home?
Our generation.
うちら何歳ぐらいの時だったかな、最初に家にパソコン来たの。
For me, I think it was like 1991-ish.
Okay. だってさ、前、ワードじゃなくて一太郎とかだったもんね。あとフロッピーディスクとかさ。
Yes, the floppy disk.
懐かしいね。でも今の若い子、高校生とか中学生とかに聞いたら多分フロッピーディスク知らないよね。People
are born with iPads.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're playing with iPads from the time that they're a little baby.
やばいよね。あの、YouTubeのさビデオであるじゃん。ちっちゃい女の子があの、iPadをずっと慣れてるから、あの、雑誌をめくりながら こう何拡大しようとしてんの、紙を一生懸命。 But it doesn't work. But she doesn't get it. すごいよね。
That's so backwards.
生まれた瞬間にさ、そうだよ、紙の雑誌の方が珍しいっていう。
Yeah.
iPad慣れてるから。
Yeah, we think like, oh, we're the first generation with like the internet. Like, yeah. We grew up with the internet, so like we have so much more access to information and things than the previous or yeah the older generation ever did. But right now, the access to information, like when we were first using the internet, there wasn't necessarily like Google and like Wikipedia and YouTube and Twitter and all these other things. Those things kind of came around as we became adults.
ね、だって自分の親がもう何十年もFacebook使ってんだよ。自分が生まれた時点で。
Yeah, so the next generation, the children of our generation are going to have the ultimate access to information with the most efficient, most effective user interfaces.
Mm.
Like the, you know, if you grow up with an iPad and Google and YouTube and these other things from when you're a very small child, like the amount of information that you're going to be
exposed to
yeah. is like the options are so vast. Because yeah, when we were kids, it's like, oh, I'm going to watch TV. There's mm. stuff on TV. I don't really get to choose,
mm.
really. It's like, oh, I'm going to watch cartoons. Like, I can't do anything I want to do.
パソコンでさ、ネットで出回ってる画像みたいなのでさ、昔、例えば道歩いてて、なんかいい感じの曲が流れてきた時、
oh, yeah.
にどうやってそれを手に入れるかっていうのが今一瞬じゃん。
Like Shazam or whatever.
そうそうそう。そうそうそう。だけど、でもうすぐ題名もわかるし、そこからすぐ変えるじゃん。
It's amazing that it can listen to the music and know.
でしょ？今鼻歌でも認識するじゃん。
Really?
Yeah, you can just sing to your phone and it will recognize it. But unless you're like 超下手くそ。
Well, the Siri thing where you can ask it questions and yeah. it'll get you the answer and you can it understands what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it responds to you and
yeah.
like you're just making sounds with your mouth and it's going into some kind of software.
だからもう一世代 one generation でもう全然違うよね。
Yeah, I would not have been able to predict something like that like 10 years ago. No way.
しかも今生まれてなかったらこのポッドキャストもないからね。田中さんみたいにテープに入れて友達に配るしかないんだよ。
Yeah, that was crazy.
ね、that was interesting.
Really interesting. I didn't know that about 田中さん。
Me neither. 次のクォート、パイロットがサイエンス誌に、まあ、あるパイロットがサイエンス誌に1924年に行ったことなんだけど、1944年までに絶対飛ぶ車ができると思うって。
In 1924, who's this pilot?
He's not really famous or anything. Like,
oh, really?
It's just that some pilot.
Just some pilot said something dumb?
Yeah. But yeah, but this thing is interesting because
see, he predicted that it would be a flying car by 1944.
Yeah, it's interesting because 69年経った、まあ、その1944年までって言ったのは間違ったんだけど、69年後の今、Terrafugia Transition という会社が、まあ、初めての公道で走れる空飛ぶ車の生産を予定していて、2015年から生産開始。
Really?
で飛ぶモードと運転するモードがあるわけじゃん、
うん、
その2つを1分以内に切り替えられるんだって。で、アメリカの5000個の空港に普通に乗り入れられるんだって。それで、
うん、
なんか写真見たけどちょっとかわいいよ。
That's gonna be That's never gonna happen in my opinion. I don't think the flying The flying, flying car.
Michael,
English,
flying, 片言になっちゃった。
Sometimes, flying? Like when I'm going back and forth, my brain like does yeah. the R L thing.
日本人か。
It's the flying car. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I'm sure they're going to build a prototype and it's going to fly around or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think that people will ever fly in cars. It's just it requires too much energy to move one body. It's so dumb.
It's
like I'm gonna predict right now that flying cars are just like they're not gonna happen at least for 100 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 100 years from now, like we'll have figured out some new energy thing where you can just float around.
絶対そうだよね。2003年にスティーブ・ジョブズが、月額制の音楽配信サイトは絶対成功しないと言ったんですけど、まあ今 Spotify とかは600万人ぐらいユーザーがいるので、まあスティーブ・ジョブズでもめちゃくちゃ間違ってたっていう。
In 2003, Steve Jobs predicted that subscription music services would not be successful.
But he also said 2010年に7インチ型のタブレットが出た時に、なんかもうタブレットなんて死ねみたいな
well, 言ってて、
But he proved himself wrong.
Well, here's the thing. Steve Jobs, he did iTunes. And iTunes is way bigger than subscription music.
Right.
So in a sense, I think he was right to go with iTunes and sell music in digital form, right?
比べればね。 Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, still, there is a market.
I have a lot of respect for Steve Jobs.
Everybody does.
No, there's a lot of people that hate Steve Jobs. A lot of people hate Steve Jobs.
でも彼のパーソナリティってことじゃなくて、別に彼の功績をなんか言ってるわけじゃない。
But I don't judge his personality. I think that he was just an effective person. Like that's who he had to be an effective person.
もうだってスティーブ・ジョブスいなかったらさ、全然違う世界だったと思うよね。
Yeah, it's weird that one person can make such a huge difference.
ね。
Like one person.
Yeah.
And passing away
is a huge loss.
Like the change at Apple is evident, is very clear, like that it's not the same. Without Steve Jobs there, it's just not really the same thing.
本当一人でそんな
Because it was everything was accelerating at such a, like an exponential rate.
Yeah.
And then once Jobs is gone, it's like, oh, we're not putting out a new iPhone for forever.
Nah.
And it's going to be like more or less the same thing. Mm. And, you know, things are just slowing down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge loss for the humanity.
And they're planning to make like the budget iPhone and stuff. Like, I don't think Steve Jobs would have made that decision.
Me neither. Yeah.
It's interesting to see where that goes.
はい、次のニュース、北京で猛暑が続いています、まあ、中国で、140年間で最も暑い7月になったと言われていて、まあ、で住人の中に北京ではいっぱい冷房が家にない人がいるんだって。なのでその人たちがイケアに殺到して、あのソファーとかベッドに座って昼寝したり飲み物とか飲んだりしてて、上海でもモールが満杯ということです。なんかイケアの写真すごいよね。
見てない。どうなってんの？
もうみんなが散るってるよ。IKEA で。家かよみたいな感じでね。
But people do that anyways, no?
いや、あんな満杯なのそれだから。ソファーとか全部埋まってるから商品見れない。
So, it's the hottest July in 140 years for Beijing. For a lot of China, actually.
Yeah.
But people are hanging out at IKEA.Just because it's air conditioned and they have nice sofas and,
yeah.
and stuff.
It's so crowded. やばいよ.
And I guess a lot of people in China don't have air conditioning yet.
Apparently. でも40度だったら本当熱中症になっちゃうからね。まあ、IKEA にいた方がいいけど。
The price of copper has gone crazy because of China.
Why?
Because China, since their economy was booming... It's still doing pretty good. They started buying up all the electrical appliances. I knew this was going to happen. So I was like telling my dad, like, you have to buy copper. Like, because in the next few years, China's going to buy all this electrical stuff. But, you know, they're buying electrical appliances that they didn't have before. All the rural Chinese that are getting money, right? The money's kind of trickling out there. So a lot of them are buying...air conditioning and toasters and microwaves Whatever. And all that stuff.
家電ね。
Yeah.
Okay. Did your dad listen to you?
No.
Too bad. はい。マイケルの番。
Well, still talking about the heat wave. So there's a severe heat wave in Asia at the moment. And so far in Japan, there's been 52 deaths.Well, not so far, but between May and August, there's been 52 deaths due to heat stroke and what do they call it?
熱中症.
Yeah, 熱中症. And they're having a lot of problems in Korea, in South Korea. The authorities are warning of an imminent energy crisis because of all the air conditioning that's required to keep people cool.
アジアに熱波が押し寄せています、まあ、そのさっきの北京の話ももちろんそれに含まれてるんだけど、日本でも6月から7月の間にもう52人が熱中症など熱関連の原因で亡くなっていて、今までに37件で熱中症警報が出ています。で、韓国でも深刻な電力不足になると言われています。暑いもんね。めっちゃ暑いよね。夜も。
Yeah.
夜も。
Yeah, I can't ride my bike anymore. It's too hot.
ね、あのヘルメットとかできないよね。あの首に巻くやつ。死ぬ。こんな夜も暑い夏あったって感じじゃない？ 今まで生きてきて
Yeah, there's I've been so surprised by the storms
ね、
the lightning storms. There's so many lightning storms.
すごいよね。
It was just like day after day. It like the storm would leave, and I'm like, oh, perfect weather. And then all of a sudden, at like 2 p.m., it's like another、ね、lightning storm.
だからもう外の気温と家の中の気温も違いすぎて、オフィスとか風邪ひいたもんこの間。
Lightning was striking my building like repeatedly. It was super loud.
なんで阿佐ヶ谷ってそんないつも雷落ちてんの？
I don't know, but there's like a lot of kaminari in Asagaya for some reason.
なんで?
So, it's so ridiculous.
Asagaya family. Yeah, kaminari 多いよね、この辺。
Yeah, my internet went out.
マジで?
Yeah.
What?
My internet went out and my lights were flickering.
へぇ?
Yeah.
そんなの、ホラー映画でしか見たことないんだけど。
But my lights suck already. Like these fluorescent lights just suck. So they flicker sometimes. I don't know if it's related, but maybe like the electromagnetic field from the lightning like interferes with the fluorescent light. I'm just making stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's possible though.
Okay. Kaminari tsunagari.
Oh yeah, that's right. The kaminari tsunagari.So, lightning actually struck a train on Odakyu-san during that lightning storm. And there's a video of it on the internet. We'll put it up. But it was like six lightning strikes like in a split second. And there's sparks flying out and everything.
雷つながりで、この前小田急線に雷が直撃しました。でそのビデオがあるので後で Facebook に載せるけど、あのね、画面の右側から電車が出てきて6個ぐらいね違う雷がバーって一瞬に落ちるみたいな感じなんだけど、あのその直後に電車からね、あの何、スパーク、火のスパークが出てんだよね。でも誰もね怪我もしてないんだよね多分。
I don't think so. Everyone was okay.
でもあれ本当映画みたい。なんかあれ外から見てたら中の人絶対怪我してそうに見えるけど、結構平気なもんなんだね。
Well, I think they've tested the trains enough and they're designed to take that. But it's still pretty scary and it's
すごい本当に本物と思えない感じの動画だった。
And lightning does cause a lot of damage when it strikes stuff. And like if I go to Arizona sometimes because I have family out there.And like all the cacti around, what do you call cacti? And
saboten.
Saboten. Those cacti, those saboten are always getting struck by lightning. And they just explode and they're all burnt and like hollow and dead.
Yeah.
Like all the tall ones, the cacti getting struck by lightning. So the cacti aren't that tall though.
Okay.
So if you're outside.
普通に外に咲いてるってこと、サボテンが。
Oh yeah, in Arizona there's cacti everywhere.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, just everywhere you go there's cacti. Just that's like a tree.
すごい乾いてるからってこと?
The cacti?
No, Arizona.
Oh yeah, the dryness in Arizona I think makes the lightning worse. It's like static electricity.
はいはいはいはいはい。静電気?
When it's dry, the seidenki is worse, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. あ、そういうことか。はあ。でも人に当たったりとかしないってこと?じゃあ、主に?
No, it does. Oh, it does. Yeah, lightning strikes people all the time.
But it doesn't rain much, right, in Arizona, I assume.
It's like all at once when it does rain. They have dust storms.
Ah, okay.
Where you're just chilling.
砂嵐.
And then all of a sudden, this huge wall of dust. It's like that scene in The Mummy.
はいはいはい、ハムナプトラね。
Or I guess it's a sandstorm? Dust storm? I don't know.
Sandstorm.
Sandstorm?
Yeah, 砂漠。
It's not really like sand so much though in Arizona. Okay. I think it's kind of dust, whatever.
ハムナプトラ砂だったね。
But you have to go inside and like close all the windows and everything. Otherwise everything's ruined.
Oh, そっか。
Yeah, and you just have to wait for it to pass.
でもそれで窓割れるほどじゃないってこと?
I don't...It didn't happen when I was there. It was okay.
Okay. What?
Some Arizona information. Hyperloop?
Yes. Yes.
Hyperloop is crazy.
やばいよ、本当にこれ。今日一番のニュースだよ。
The man, Elon Musk, has... I'm super biased.
The man.
The man, Elon Musk, has... He's the guy that created PayPal. And then he created Tesla. Tesla Motors, the car company. And then he created SpaceX, which is, I guess, they're the premier space guys right now. He's come up with something called the Hyperloop, which is a new mode of transportation. Right now we have like cars, boats, trains, and airplanes, right?
Yeah.
Well, the next thing he's saying is going to be this Hyperloop thing. And it's going to be able to travel for anything up to 1,500 kilometers. It's going to be the most efficient way to travel. And it's going to be, typically, it'll be an elevated, partially evacuated tube with a capsule. And the capsule rides on a cushion of air, kind of like a table hockey. Except the air is going to come out of the capsule instead of the ground. And it's going to have an average speed of 962 kilometers per hour, a top speed of 1,220 kilometers per hour. And for comparison, normal Shinkansen travels at 320 kilometers per hour. So it's going to be more than three times faster than normal Shinkansen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hyperloop っていう全く新しい交通手段を、イーロン・マスクっていう、まあ、人が発表しました。イーロン・マスクって今までポッドキャストでね何回か話してるんだけど、We love him, right? We love him. イーロン・マスクは、PayPal をまず作って、その後にテスラモーターを作って、今スペース X っていう、宇宙関連、まあ、ロケットとかを開発している会社なんだけど、まあ、その彼が今回これを発表したもので、これは何かっていうと、まあ、簡単に言うと超高速列車なんだけど、筒、トンネルみたいな筒を作って、その中に、まあ、その列車があって、空気圧の力を利用して筒の中でこうそれを動かす。で、車両の前の方にファンがついてて、それで空気を避けて抵抗を下げて、そこから下に回った空気がクッションの役割をして、まあ、ちょっと浮いてるような状態を作るっていうことなんだけど、さっきマイケルが言ったみたいに、エアホッケーみたいな、エアホッケーのがちょっと浮いてるじゃん、そういう原理です。で、電力はすべてソーラーで動かして、モーターも今電気自動車に使ってるようなものを使うってことなんだけど、速度をちょっと比較してみると、これがハイパーループだと時速962キロ出る。で、飛行機が1220キロぐらいで、新幹線だと、320キロぐらいなので、新幹線のまあ3倍の速度。
Well, that Shinkansen 320 kilometers per hour is the top speed.
あ、そうそうそう。その Shinkansen は最速で一番速くて320キロだから、まあ平均で言うともう3倍以上の速さをハイパーループが出せるんだけど、1500キロ以内の移動だったら、他のどの交通手段よりもハイパーループが一番、効率がいいということで、今あれだよね、LA とサンフランシスコの間をつなごうっていうので計画を進めてて、これだと今だと飛行機で1時間ちょっとかかるのが30分でつけるようになる。だから車だと LA からサンフランシスコまで7時間ぐらいだから、それが30分で行けるようになる。でしかもすごい安く作れるんだよね。
Yeah, and the running costs, I mean it's going to be solar powered, so
そう、このチューブの上にソーラーパネルをつけて電力を集めるので、コストもその最初の初期費用もあんまりかからないし、運用コストもかからない、あんまりかからないっていう、まあ実現したら素晴らしいアイデアなんだけど、 プロトタイプを 3-4 年以内に作るって言ってんだよね。
うん。
And it's really crazy because イーロン・マスクはさ、このアイデアをずっと公にみんなに発表してて、で、これを自分がもし開発できたとしたら、それはもう無償で公開します、その技術を。
うん。
だから、お金のためにやってるんじゃないんだよね。
Well, Elon Musk has his financial situation
figured out.
figured out at this point.
もうね、so. 世界を変えられる人がいるとしたら、さっきスティーブ・ジョブズがさ、一人ですごい変えた話したけど。
Oh, but Elon Musk has already done
yeah,
probably
it's him.
more than Steve Jobs.
すごいよね。
And,
ていうかさ、ペイパル1個でもすごいじゃん。テスラだけでもすごいじゃん。スペース X だけでもすごいじゃん。
Well, he's also doing,
それ全部やってんだよ。
He's also doing Solar City, which is the, probably the biggest solar power company in the US, and they figured out a way to install solar panels on your house, and you don't actually pay anything.
Whoa.
For free.
You mean installation?
Yeah, you don't pay
What?
for the installation. You don't pay for the solar panels any, either. You what happens is they use the energy made by it. Yeah, and then your utility cost goes down. Yeah, well you're going to be using that electricity.
Oh.
Yeah.
じゃあ Solar City は? How are they making money?
Well, they make money from selling electricity to the power company.
So they take some of the energy from your roof?
Well, it's a, they just take money. They don't. The power company will take energy from your roof. Do you know what I'm saying?
Ah, okay.
But the point is there's no upfront cost.
Right? すごいね。
That Solar City is taking, they're paying the upfront cost.
Mm.
And then they're making that back in the long term. So they're making the investment.
Mm. Wow.まあ、だってそれは無料でつけさせてくれって言われたらつけるよね、うん、しかも電気代差がありますって言われたら、
well, The reason they're going to be able to do this with the solar power and Hyperloop is because Hyperloop is going to be it's going to require a very small amount of energy to actually work、
うん、
They're just pushing air out of these what do they call it? Air bearings in the bottom of the capsule
Right.
And the rest of the track and everything, it's not powered. Doesn't have to be, right?
そうだよね。そうね。
And then it's a partially evacuated tube, so there's less wind resistance.
そうだね。
So it's just,
囲まれてるからね。
It just has to accelerate to speed, and then it coasts.
すごい頭いいアイデアだよね。これなんか SpaceX と、Tesla?の従業員合わせて1000人ぐらいから、まあ、ちょっとずつ、うん、あの意見をもらってここまで来たみたいなんだけどあのしかもこの LA とサンフランシスコの間を結ぶっていうアイデアだとそのもうすでにある高速道路の下にそのチューブをつけられるっていうことだから場所も別にどうせもう高速道路で使ってるとこだから、
うん、Well, they can do it underground as well
ね、そうそうそう
So you'll be able to go or like under the ocean
地下鉄みたいな感じ
So you'll be able to go from like here, like the same way they have the Aqua Line that goes to Chiba.
はいはいはいはい。
But it'll be like
wow.
Hyperloop and take a lot less time. Like go from, I don't know, Japan to Russia or something.
なんかその全く新しい交通手段
で
出てくるもんじゃないから。
Between Tokyo and Hong Kong or something.
ね。
That'd be crazy.
めあれちょっと距離どれぐらいあるのか分かんないけどだって今ですら全然時間かかんないのに、
yeah, I don't know.
もう隣の駅行くぐらいの感じだよねそしたらもう、だって山手線一周でも1時間なんだよそれを LA からサンフランシスコ30分だよ、
うん、
山手線半周だよ
So for distance longer than 1,500 kilometers Elon Musk wants to be using or thinks that we should be usingSupersonic flight. So, like the Concorde. Like the Concorde. So, this thing would be traveling at 962 kilometers per hour, right? Well, there was a jet, a passenger jet called the Concorde. that would fly 2,000 over 2,000 kilometers per hour, more than double the speed of the Hyperloop.
Right.
And this is like three times the speed of Shinkansen. No, wait, not three times. 30 times.
Right.
The speed.
これコンコルドって若いなんか高校生とか聞いたら知らないかな。
Wait, what am I saying?
あのコンコルドっていうねめちゃくちゃ速い飛行機があったんだよね昔。それは時速2000キロ以上。
Yeah.
でもこれ危ないからもうなくなっちゃったんだよね事故が多くて。
I meant to say seven times.
Okay. ずっと計算してた。
My math is not on point right now. Seven times faster than normal Shinkansen.
Right.
Yeah, the Concorde. But the Concorde was grounded, largely because of 9/11, the terrorist attacks.
え、でもその前、ずっと前からさ、コマーシャル用にずっと使ってなくないもん。
No, it was still going.
Really? Commercial yeah. use?
Yeah, by like France Air or something.
Are you sure? Concorde?
I believe so.
Huh. I thought
after they, 2001.
I thought they like abolished
but
it
they
like,
had one,
years ago.
They had one plane crash in the year 2000.
Okay.
That was the first time they ever had a plane crash. So then there was a huge investigation about like why that happened. And then they had 9/11 happen. And then after 9/11... The planes were old enough that they were really starting to have some maintenance problems, and the maintenance costs were so high to keep those things running.
このさ、ハイパーループだとさ、こう飛行機みたいに落ちることはないじゃん、まず。あと脱線もないじゃん。
Well,
yeah. どういう事故があるとしたらどういうあれなんだろう。
I'm sure there's different ways that they could have accidents. We won't really know until they build it.
そうね、確かに。でもこれ最初聞いたとき全然イメージできなかったんだけど写真見てやっとなんとなく分かった。
They're going to build it to move stuff as well, not just people. And you'll be able to drive onto it and it'll take your car.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
So you can drive onto the Hyperloop in your car.
フェリーみたいな感じ?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And then it'll take your car from, I don't know.
Wow.
From...Tohoku to like Osaka.
もうレンタカーとかしなくてよくなるね。
In like 30 minutes.
自分の車で行けちゃう。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Wow, it sucks for rental car business.
Well, yeah.
But...
I mean, the idea is amazing. It's whether or not they can actually pull、
ね、
it off.
これできるといいね。3、4年だからすぐだよ。結構あっという間だよ。Elon Musk is the man.
Well, we'll see if he can actually do it.
ね、やってほしい。
Yeah.
できるといいね。Well, did you want to talk about Swiss Metro?
Oh, well, yeah, there's a competing idea. Swiss Metro was planning to build an evacuated tube maglev train, where instead of using air jets to levitate the vehicle, it would be magnetic.
Linear motor かね、日本語だと。
I don't know...I don't know what the advantages of that would be.
I don't know. I mean, compared to
Hyperloop?
It's got
to be more expensive, right?
多分ね。だって、ハイパーループ、なんかさ、今その LA からサンフランシスコまで、まさに、なんか列車を、あ、カリフォルニア高速鉄道か、をつける予定があって、だけどそれをハイパーループにしちゃえば、コストが10分の1になるんだって。10分の1すごいよだってさもともとのバジェットがもう何千億ドルとかすごいわけじゃんこれだからそれの10分の1っていうとかなりでかいよね
Yeah
Well I hope it works
Yeah we'll see
以上かなニュースは
うんそのぐらいかな
来週じゃない今週あ明後日
When
Saturday あさってからマミが夏休みでちょっと日本にいないから
World Traveler
そうだから来週はお休みですと言いたいところが休みじゃなくてなんと特別編撮りましたイエーイ
Yeah We recorded a special episode for next week
そうなのでそれを来週アップするのでお楽しみに、
yeah.
OK、引き続き Facebook、Twitter、iTunes のレビューなどなどコメント等お待ちしています
Yes, please
Yes, please Alright, That's it. 暑いけどみんな頑張ろう。
もう以上ですよね。
終わり。Bye.
Bye.